A Tracking Radar for Global Diseases. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the Biden administration says 15% is the magic number. That's the minimum tax rate the U.S. could go with for multinational corporations that would apply around the world. A global tax rate helps with the administration's hope of raising U.S. corporate taxes from 21 to 28% to pay for a $1.8 trillion infrastructure and jobs plan. Many a Friday, we turn for context to Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FHN Financial in New York.
The big stumbling block has been, so far, convincing Europe, which is where the administration started selling this idea. The trouble in Europe is that any treaty, any international agreement with the EU has to be ratified by all of the member states within the EU. There was limited support for the initial proposal. I think all countries like, in concept, at least having some minimum corporate tax rate so that they can also collect from their corporations. But setting the number is tricky because different countries have different local rates.
Now, officials in Washington say this is the minimum they would countenance, the floor, no lower. That said, negotiations continue.
A lower number, 15%, is on the table. I think it probably will have to go a little lower still because some of those European rates are lower. But once Europe is on board, I think it will be easier to convince the rest of the world, and maybe we'll have some kind of international standard.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial. Markets, the Dow is up 271 points, 0.8%. The S&P 500 up 0.5%. The NASDAQ up 0.2%. We're monitoring moves in more than 20 states where Republican governors are turning off extra pandemic unemployment benefits. There's a view that this will make it easier for employers to hire people at the wages being offered. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has an update.
Around 3.6 million people would be affected by states cutting off $300 a week in federal unemployment payments. That's according to Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation. Some of the long-term unemployed and gig workers won't be eligible for any jobless benefits.
It is going to undercut the economic recovery.
Stettner estimates there'll be $22 billion less in federal funds flowing to the unemployed to spend at businesses in those states. Local businesses want the unemployed to take unfilled jobs, but Richard Walquist at the American Staffing Association says some people are hesitant to return to work right now.
In some cases, it's just fear of contracting COVID. In other cases, they've got school-aged children. For those that have become vaccinated, they have concerns about how safe workplaces are.
Walquist predicts as federal unemployment benefits get canceled or run out over the summer and schools reopen in the fall, more people will return to work. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
A new plan to scour the world to identify and track coronavirus variants and other emerging diseases has just been announced. The Global Pandemic Radar, as it's called, will be led by the World Health Organization and the London-based Health Foundation, the Wellcome Trust. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, is in London with more. Good morning.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Tell me about this program. What is it meant to do?
Well, the idea is to build a more robust system to track and trace these disease outbreaks. It's also designed to prevent them from becoming global pandemics like we've seen in the last year with COVID-19. So the plan is to develop a network of surveillance hubs that can share information from the local level all the way up to the international level. And those systems will be built off data sharing agreements that already exist for HIV, tuberculosis, and malaria. Ultimately, the hope is that real-time data sharing will allow disease genomes to be studied and sequenced faster so that tests and treatments like vaccines can also be more quickly developed. There's already some early traction on this. A newly opened WHO hub in Berlin has been able to trace the coronavirus variant that was first found in India to 50 countries now. So if you're sensing a theme, speed is the name of the game here, and the project has its own quick timeline. The goal is to get this global pandemic radar up and running by the end of this year.
this year. Now, this is being led by the World Health Organization, but announced this morning by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. What's the UK's role here?
Yeah, so the UK has taken on the rotating presidency of the G7 group of nations this year. And a reminder, that includes Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the US. One of Boris Johnson's central goals with this role is to help the world put an end to this pandemic and then find ways to build back and make sure something like this doesn't happen again in the future. So alongside the WHO, London-based health foundation, the Wellcome Trust, will work to implement this initiative alongside a number of other disease control centers, NGOs, and research organizations that will also contribute. This is not the last you will hear from Boris Johnson today on this. He will later address the Global Health Summit in Rome. That's bringing together G20 leaders to endorse a Rome Declaration, which sets out guidelines to allow for better cross-border cooperation in dealing with future health crises.
All right. Victoria Craig hosts an earlier version of our program out of the BBC in London. Catch her on the air or find it in our podcast feed. Victoria, thanks.
Always a pleasure.
We have been focusing since early in the pandemic on what some call the biggest logistical challenge in human history, distributing COVID vaccine to the U.S. and the world. All of our fast-track coverage is accumulating at marketplace.org. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our technical director is Jay Siebold. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.